Hello.
Hello, this is Mike from Your Opinions Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The service is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
Excuse me? You say you're calling talking to people about what now?
Yeah, we're from Your Opinions Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The service is quick and confidential.
About local leases?
That's correct.
Okay, well.
The service is quick and,
Well, I'm gonna tell you something about these leases here. These leases here, the thing that made you unique, genuine. The thing that made Bushwick what it is has been transformed to something I no longer recognize. I'm a lifelong resident of Bushwick. I don't even feel comfortable in my own home anymore. Rent, you're living in a micro apartment, no more railroad apartments, no more big apartments. You're living in a micro apartment. You're paying $2,500 a month. They don't repair.
Okay.
They don't paint. They don't fix locked doors. And the moment that you mention anything to it, they want to threaten you with eviction and things that he knows, which I don't have that problem because my rent is up to date. Thank God for that. But I've seen it go through. And I was explaining to someone, I said, I remember they had a problem with something on Gates between Ralph and Broadway, which is 11221 zip code. And the management didn't do anything. So the tenants got together and they purchased the building. So now they no longer live in the so-called project. They live in co-ops, and the living conditions are much better. You know, the elevators are not broke every other day. It's not pissing the stairway. It's not people sleeping in the staircase. I mean,
all right, sir. I'm sorry for the interruption, sir. Sorry for bothering you as well. So, just to confirm, thank you so much for that information, the answer as well. But we're conducting a survey, right? So I need you to, ask you a couple of questions the way that you can answer to me. This is going to be for research purposes. So first of all, that would be much appreciated if you tell me what is your zip code.
I told you, 11206.
Okay, thank you. Sorry that they didn't hear that at the beginning.
Okay.
All right, with that being said, are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm a registered voter. Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. All right, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Excuse me?
Yeah, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a male.
Okay.
Without question.
All right, what is the year of your birth?
60.
So would that be 1960? Is that correct?
Yeah, 1960. I wish it was 1860. I would have had a long, nice life, right?
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the answer. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. What is your race?
I'm black. And because I don't believe in the term Afro-American.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for the answer. What is the highest level of the school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Associates.
All right. You said associate. That would be associate degree, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for presidents, or were you not able to vote?
What?
Yes.
What does me voting got to do with all this? Now, this sounds like some Donald Trump, J.D. Vance scam shit now. You took all of me about my leash, and now you're asking me who I vote for. That's my business, you know, who I vote for.
Okay, I see. Just to confirm, I mean, I need to get the answer for this question. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Who did I vote for president?
Yeah, but in the 2020 general election for president.
I voted for Biden. Why?
Okay.
What's the pertinence of that question?
Yeah, no, actually, a couple of questions that we're going to be handling for now are going to be in regards of this exactly, right? Some, you know, political issues or local issues as well. So your opinions are needed, sir. As I mentioned before, this story is quick and confidential. We're going to be handling this as quick as we can, all right? So as you may know, there will be elections for presidents, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances...
I will be voting.
All right. Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote? Just to make sure that that's the options we handle. What was your answer, sir? I'm sorry.
Oh, this is because I thought it was new. It had a tag on it. Say that again?
Yeah, absolutely. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections?
Highly.
All right, so that means are you almost starting to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
You said in 2024.
Yeah, right? 2024, that's correct, yes.
It's 100% chance I'm going to vote. Why?
Okay, thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all motivated, and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
Extremely.
All right, that means a 10, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
None.
All right, thank you. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the
ballot. How did you get my number?
Sorry, what was your question, sir?
How did you get my number?
Oh, I see. Yeah, our numbers are randomly generated by a computer system and not taken from the telephone book or list or anything, right? So, I mean, you don't have to worry about this. Yeah, okay. Mm. Thank you. Mm. All right, perfect. Just to make sure, please write how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. So, remember, regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Do you somewhat disagree? Do you neither agree nor disagree? Do you somewhat disagree? Do you strongly disagree?
Regardless how I feel about them personally, I feel that it's my duty to vote this year. I strongly agree.
Thank you. All right, perfect. That's your answer. Thank you, sir. All right, regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first one. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate?
It all matters, yes.
All right. Matters a lot, matters somewhat?
It matters a lot.
Thank you. Next one, protecting LGBTQ rights.
It matters extremely. It's extremely important to, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Next one, protecting abortion rights.
I'm Roe versus Wade all day.
I'm sorry, what was your answer, sir?
I'm Roe versus Wade all day.
Okay, so it does it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much.
It matters everything.
Okay.
It matters everything. Everything.
Okay. All right. And last one, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Yeah, what about it?
Yeah, same answers. Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, doesn't matter at all.
It matters a lot.
Thank you. All right, moving forward. We know that people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issue? For each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, if it's
nothing
convenient,
will stop
I will
me.
Vote? All right. All the answers could be, I doubt I will vote, no change I will vote. The first statement, so election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate? So
say that again. Stop.
Yeah, election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. The answer is nothing will stop me.
Nothing.
All right, nothing will stop you, right? Is that your answer?
Yes.
All right. Second one, protecting LGBTQ rights.
Okay, nothing will stop me.
Thank you. Protecting abortion rights?
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Excuse me?
Yeah, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Nothing will stop me from voting, no.
Thank you for your answer. Moving forward, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided or some other option?
Let me ask you a question. Who would you vote for?
All right. Unfortunately, sir, so I cannot share that kind of information, right? So,
and neither can I.
That's for quality purposes, sir. So I'm not able to share that kind of information.
All right. And neither can I.
I wish you understand.
Yeah.
I wish you understand.
Thank you. It's been nice talking to you, right?
Sorry, what did you say, sir? Just to let you know, sir, so we are just ending, right? Just a couple of more questions. That's going to be much appreciated, sir. So as I mentioned before, we are not trying to sell anything, right? We are just conducting this survey, and that's it, sir, all right? The answers are confidential, right? So if you can provide me with the answer, and let's move forward and deal this as quick as we can, sir. Yeah, if you want, so I can repeat. Go ahead.
Answer the question. Ask me the question.
No, I understand, sir. I understand your request. You want me to answer that question. But unfortunately...
You said you wanted to ask me a question, right? Ask me the question you wanted to ask me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Perfect. So as I mentioned before, I know it's a long wait off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote, or are you undecided, or some other option?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. All right, moving forward, if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a third party or independent candidate, are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Okay.
I need to do some more research on that. Yes.
And I understand that, sir, of course. All right, now, but if you have to choose, for whom would you vote?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. All right, moving forward, if you knew that protecting abortion access wasn't the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated? Are you somewhat more motivated? No change? Somewhat less motivated? Much less motivated? Or will not vote?
Much more motivated.
Thank you. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot? Some? Not much? Nothing at all?
What did you say? Proposition 1?
How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot? Some, not much, or nothing at all?
Somewhat.
All right, thank you. Here's the prop. Go ahead.
One second.
Yeah. Just to let you know, here's the prompt, the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in New York state constitution. A no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. Moving forward. But if you have to choose, how would you vote?
If I had to choose.
Yeah, apparently to that question, listen.
I'm going to make the rest of these answers as easy for you as I can. I'm a poor black man, grew up in the ghetto. You understand what I'm saying? I have never had much. Everything has been a struggle. I've dealt with racism on all types, not only from white, but from black people also, because it's a divide and conquer process going on, which they try to make a difference between Jamaicans and blacks, Bajans and blacks, Trinidadians and blacks, and we all black. And it's a bit the brainwash game going on, and people are buying into the cult. And I really don't appreciate it. So I'm going to do all I can, and I talk to all the kids that I can, and I explain to them how many people died for the right for them to vote, and that it shouldn't be taken for granted. And that is two things they try to take from you as soon as you get arrested and get a conviction. Is they take your right to bear arms and your right to vote. So they don't want you to have no decision making, and they don't want you to be able to protect yourself when they come get you. So that should sum up my answers to all the questions you asked me. That's how I feel about it.
Okay, and I thank you so much for your answers. Well, thank you so much as well for the information, sir. I do appreciate that as well. But I need to ask just a couple of more questions here. So it's going to be just
You're killing me right now, man. Yeah, you're killing me. What? Please, go. Ask.
Just to let you know, sir, we are just ending up this service. There are going to be a couple of more questions. As I mentioned, it's going to be your opinion, right? If you really don't know about it or you don't want to share canon of your information, you'll let me know as well, or based on the answer, you select the most I currently answer for you as well, right? But as I mentioned before, let's go ahead and try to deal with this survey and just a couple of more questions,
and this is going to be done, sir. No problem. I assure you this is not a sales call. We are not trying to sell anything, and the information or your answers are going to be confidential, sir. So okay. That's what I'm saying. So based on the amendment that I just mentioned before, if you had it, but if you have to choose, how would you vote? A yes vote on the amendment and no vote on the amendment, or will not vote?
What amendment was that?
I can read it back to you. No problem.
Yes,
so,
please.
Thank you. Yeah, a yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of
yes
the state
vote.
Constitution.
A yes vote.
All right.
No discrimination.
All right. Moving forward. All right. Let me choose over here. All right. Perfect. Based on your read, of this amendment, do you think this amendment would provide protections of the basis of gender? Second one, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution. Third one, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities. Give voting rights to immigrants. Prevent discrimination based on age. Strengthen voting rights protections. Put protections for abortion into the state constitution. Remove parents' right over their children's medical decision. Prohibit housing discrimination. So.
I'm kind of drifting in and out because you kind of losing me. We've been on the phone for a while. Yeah, but
no, I see. So
no form of discrimination. I don't agree with.
All right, prohibiting healthy discrimination. That's your answer, correct? Or prevent discrimination based on age?
Excuse me.
Yeah, what is your answer? Most commonly, prevent discrimination based on age. Or prohibiting housing discrimination? Yeah, you need to choose one of them, just to confirm, sir, the options that I just read before.
You said age, housing, right?
Yeah, prohibiting housing discrimination.
Huh?
That's one of the answers. Then... you also have provide protections on the basis of gender, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, estranging voting rights protections. So you can select the one that you think this amendment was.
It's discrimination against age because discrimination.
Okay.
So prevent you have to be discriminated against, regardless of what they choose, how they choose to live.
Okay, your answer, prevent discrimination based on age. Thank you. All right, yes. Moving forward now, knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no? Or definitely vote no on this amendment? Or are you undecided?
You said that it would affect the right to abortion?
Yeah, this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution.
Oh, definitely, yes. If it protects abortion. Yes, definitely, yes.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Compared to voting for presidents or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights, and is that somewhat or much more or less motivated?
Yeah. I'm going to take them. I'm going to take them. I'll give them to it tomorrow. I'm walking my dogs. Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, just to confirm, sir, because we're just ending up this service, so we remember that to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion, right? Is that somewhat or much more or less motivated?
Much more.
All right, much more motivated for you. Thank you. All right, next. I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. The first one, everyone deserves the chance to thrive no matter their culture, background, or place of birth.
I strongly agree. Whatever number.
Thank you. Thank you. It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender affirming care.
Yeah, of course.
All right, thank you. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than single out some groups.
Say that again?
Absolutely. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
It's more important.
So remember, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than single out some groups. We need to rate this on a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. Okay, thank you. Next one. The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone. Thank you. Next one. Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose. Thank you. Next one. It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination. Thank you. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent. Thank you. Next one. We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion. Yeah, you said 10, is that correct? Oh, 6, I'm sorry. What was your answer on this?
6, this I'm not really understood. I'm not really sure I understood the question. I just didn't really...
Oh, I see. No, I don't mind just repeat it back to you. It says, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right. Then last one, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
We need to do what with New Yorkers? As far as happiness? What?
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. Okay. Thank you. All right, let me move forward now. We are almost ending on this. Sorry, but just to let you know, here's the short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing the state governments and curse woke right backgrounds, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I will vote yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, over the course of a survey, something seems changed. It's okay if your answer didn't change, but once again, as you may know, there will be election for presidents, U.S. Congress, and other states and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
Highly likely.
All right. Just to confirm, almost certain, almost certain, or probably both?
Almost certain.
Thank you. Moving forward. Now, which of the following statements do you think, do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? Is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simple about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. All right, here in this, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if it is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing?
More.
You said both.
Huh?
You said both. Is that correct?
No, I said more.
Much more convincing. But which statement? Statement A or statement B?
The first one. Okay.
Oh, statement A. All right. So statement A, much more convincing. All right. That's your answer. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivated reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate this statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means you think this is extremely motivated reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think it's somewhat motivating. And 0 means you don't think it is motivated at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement. Right now, the New York Constitution have loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government.
Absolutely.
All right. From 0 to 10, how extremely, how motivated you are?
10.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers. Yeah, from 0 to 10, how motivated you are on this statement?
7.
Thank you. Next one. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which will impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of state marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect it right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November. From 0 to 10, how motivated are you in this thing?
10.
Okay.
10.
Thank you. Next one. Last one. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state. so we don't leave it up the whims of out of touch politicians. We could easily roll back. All right, thank you. We could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion to your constitution is a permanent line of protection that's needed to stop from happening. You're saying same, correct?
Done.
Thank you. All right, moving forward, sometimes over the curse of a Sarbi.
Oh, we almost finished. We've been on the phone 45 minutes, man. You told me this would take a few minutes.
Just to let you know, sir, if I'm honest with you, are going to be like 3 or 4 short questions exactly, and then we're going to be done. So as I mentioned before, our short Sarbi, sometimes over the curse of a Sarbi, things change. It's okay if they did not, but once again, here's the Prop 1, an amendment that may appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the State Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm ready. Whenever you are, sir. So we're just ending, as I said, no problem. Still here, sir, no problem. Just let me know when you are ready. We're just ending now, so just 3-4 more questions and we're gonna be done, sir.